Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today's interview is with Frank Scurlock. He is running for mayor of New Orleans, Louisiana. He's currently in third place, so I'm waiting for him to call in. The last show was with Reverend Lionel Gant and Pastor Leroy Perry. Got a lot of feedback on that. You loved it. You loved what he was saying about the war on drugs. That we're at war. But unfortunately, he also said we're at war with each other, too, killing each other. So it's horrible, the things that are going on. But they're in New Orleans. They've got quite an election. They have 18 people running there in New Orleans, Louisiana. Four are Miss Jesse Kendro. Yeah, that's her name. She's a Kendrell. And Mr. Bernardges. Ms. Kentrell, they're in close running. And it's getting tight. It's getting down to the last minute, kind of, because the election's October 5th of this year. So still waiting on him. So while we're waiting, I'm going to play some more music. Enjoy.
Thank you.
get the one. You still waiting on the stroke?
Everyone, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Mr. Frank Scurlock has called in. As you all know by now, he is running for mayor of New Orleans in Louisiana. Before that, we had Pastor Leroy Perry on the show with him also of the Frankfort Church there in New Orleans. How are you doing this afternoon, Mr. Scurlock?
Well, we're doing great. I'm actually on a plane and delayed because we're going to be in the world.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Seems like you have. All right.
Yeah, they had bad weather.
Kind of breaking up, sir. Kind of breaking up?
No. Yeah, they had bad weather, so it's just been a very unique day. But I got to learn a lot at the airport, how good their airport is up here and how much we can improve the one in New Orleans.
Okay. Oh, that's great. That is great. So what can you do to improve New Orleans Airport?
Well, we need more flights. We need more choices so people can go places.
Okay. More flights.
We don't have right now the big flights go out of Houston or Atlanta. And the crime's so bad. Did you hear about the lady at the hamburger place? They got her and they put her in the meat locker yesterday.
What now? Say that again. Oh my goodness. I hope I heard you wrong. I hope I did.
No. They got a person at a hamburger place called Buzzword. It makes stuck. That's not very nice.
Okay.
And things like this shouldn't be happening.
Are you saying someone? Is that what you just said?
People out from the house.
I'm having a little difficulty hearing you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear? Is that better, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were breaking up
it's
there. Sounds
bad.
Like you're on a plane.
I mean, the climate just got really bad down there, and a lot of people are stopping to go to one's house. So, did you see?
Oh, I understand.
Hello?
So you're in the airport? You're stuck there in the airport? Is that what you're
saying?
No,
I'm actually on the plane, but we haven't taken off yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you had told me earlier there was a 30-minute delay. So you're there on the plane, and you were talking about something earlier. You were breaking up a little bit, but now I can hear you plainer.
Okay, better.
Okay.
No, I was saying, I was asking a question, did you hear or read the front page of USA Today, the newspaper?
No, I did not.
Because they have an article in Mexico that has bad crime, too, and people are stopping going to Cancun because they don't feel safe.
Okay. No, I did not read that in USA Today. So, about the airport there in New Orleans, so you gathering ideas to improve New Orleans and become mayor there. How are things going with other campaigns, people that are working with you in the campaign? Are you progressing with them?
Still
in the top four.
Oh, absolutely. We're making tremendous headway. We have billboards, we have a campaign headquarters, picking up a lot of volunteers. We have a lot of the business community stepping up to support now. We have an issue that's been in the local New Orleans newspaper about some of the other people running for mayor, and are very concerned the type of money that they raised from the people they raised. It's very political.
Right.
And they're talking about campaign finance and renovation of this type, the ability to contribute to access for papers.
I hate to do this, but I cannot hear a word you're saying. It breaks up, it's breaking up, and no one will be able to hear this recording. Do you want to try again and reschedule for later on?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
If you want to, you just text me or let me know when, tonight or this afternoon, and I'll start over, okay? Because this is not going to be a good one. All right, thank you, sir.